Hare Krishna, I just finished talking to Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu in Hungary. He was out on Sankirtan with one of our new bhaktas. And I was asking him how it was going, and he said, well, not as good as in the olden days. And so we got into a bit of a conversation, which was very instructive for me as well, that you're never too old to be productive in Krishna consciousness, and age doesn't mean decrease. Sometimes we hear that, I've been distributing books for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years now, I really need to switch into doing something else, or now I'm too old for that, I'm 35 years old, I'm 40 years old, or something in that vein, which is very comical, because people in the world outside, they have some type of work or job, maybe physically demanding, mentally demanding, both, but they do that obviously for their whole lives. They do it when they're 50 and they're 60, and there's newspaper sellers out there who are in their 70s, and nowadays you're not going to retire until you're 70 anyway, so may as well get used to that one. And of course, we as Vaishnavas, we know that our real business is simply to serve Krishna and to make the effort. And the result of that service is completely up to him. As for someone being old when they're in their prime of service, the prime example there is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada tried in his youth to serve order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It didn't prove to be so fruitful. But Prabhupada was 70, and he started out. For the United States, and of course everything else after that is just history. Srila Prabhupada didn't really know what was lying ahead. He didn't know that things were going to be so successful. He had a two-month ticket, and he planned on coming back. But Krishna had something else in store. All Srila Prabhupada had to do was to surrender to the order of his spiritual master, to surrender to Krishna's will. And then things way beyond his imagination, way beyond his comprehension, began to happen, because Srila Prabhupada was just a pure instrument in the hand of the Lord. Another example is that of Bhishma Dev. On the battlefield, Bhishma Dev was the eldest and the most powerful of all the warriors. That's why Arjuna had to use dishonest means in order to overcome Bhishma Dev. But he was Pitamaha. He was the grandfather. But he was doing his dharma. And because he was doing his dharma, he was empowered by dharma. Age was not a consideration. Similarly, we may be preachers, book distributors, pujaris, so many other things. If we do our dharma, then we become empowered by dharma. We become empowered by Krishna. And Krishna can empower us at any time to do something. Age will not be a consideration. Simply, we need to act, as Krishna says, as instruments in his hand. Krishna is all-powerful. He may choose to disempower a youth and empower an elderly person. The only thing that we need to do is actually attract Krishna's attention. There's another perspective from which this question arises, and that is from devotees who are joining Krishna consciousness at an elder age. Generally, Brahmachari Guru Kule, that's our tradition. It's good when you're joining, well, as a 5 years old, or at least in your teens, joining Krishna consciousness. But more and more we see that people are joining in who are already family people, those who are in their 40s and 50s, sometimes even in their 60s and 70s. And, of course, they ask this question, can I really become Krishna conscious in the time that I have left to live? And the answer is, once again, yes. We need to do our dharma. We need to do our service. We need to make an effort that attracts Krishna's attention. Whether that effort at doing very exacting sadhana and service is over a period of 5 years, or whether it's over a period of 50 years, is all really a detail. Different circumstances, different efforts, different devotees have different ways to attract Krishna's attention. And when we attract Krishna's attention, then we get Krishna's blessings. And how do we attract Krishna's attention? By trying to please him, by trying to please his representatives, by trying to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, by trying to be very exacting in our chanting of our rounds, in studying his books, by trying to get to know him very seriously. And when we do that, when we apply ourselves to that, then it could just take a second. Maharaj Katvanga, he became Krishna conscious in just a moment. Why? Because he really seriously applied himself to it. So if we also really seriously apply ourselves to the process of Krishna consciousness, then it can happen in a moment. Somehow or another, we need to get Krishna's attention. We need to vie for Krishna's attention. Srila Prabhupada would say, do something wonderful. So what that wonderful is will vary from person to person. But once Krishna's on our side, then there's no question of defeat. Then there's no question of being too old to start practicing Krishna consciousness. And there's no question of being too old and worn out to do some particular type of service. Krishna will enable one. We just need to depend upon his grace. Hare Krishna.